Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show. Usually it's on at 6:30 in the evening, but because of my schedule, I had to do it at 9:30 today, and yesterday I did it at 12:30. That's my call. However, the show is going on, and I think you'll enjoy it. And let me give you a little background about myself. This is a politically incorrect show. That is to say, it's a show which is concerned with honest truth and discernment and facts and critical thinking, and we reject media hype, media falsehoods, and political rhetoric. Second, I'm a Christian, and the show is oriented in a Christian direction, although I welcome all faiths and thoughts in this respect. I listen to everybody, and I welcome everybody, whether Islam, whether Hindu, whether a Buddhist, or atheist, or a philosopher such as John Stuart Mill, who had his own ideas about things. And he's one of my favorites, John Stuart Mill, in terms of a thinker. So tonight I'd like to also tell you that I run two radio shows. These are Christian-oriented radio shows. And these shows are visited by many people from many countries all over the world, particularly Muslim countries in China. I welcome all countries and societies that wish to listen to my work. In addition, I'm an author. I've written 10 books, Christian and legal books, and I prepared a new book on the Psalms, which has just come out, which is selling rather well. I also am preparing a book on my blogs, literary, theological, and political, and blogs on current events. There will be two more books. I also have a book on the miracles, the Bible, which I'm preparing. Again, another book in preparation, partially completed, and I am also working on other books, a law book on criminal trial hearings. Tonight, in many instances, will examine theological issues, religious issues, literary issues, and political issues. And tonight, we're going to talk about, the other night I talked about the reality of demons. Of course, this is a very controversial topic in today's world, rejects that kind of thinking. But I did point out in this talk that demons and evil spirits are a reality, and they are a reality that our world must be aware of and deal with, since it is obvious there is a great deal of evil forces in the world. Tonight I'm talking about angels. The idea and concept of angels and demons, for many people, is seen as either mythology or the product of a primitive culture. In fact, many people would laugh in a system of thinking that believes in angels and devils. Yet for Christians, angels and devils are very real beings, and in fact are quite frequently mentioned in the Bible, where they are portrayed in various roles and situations. I'd like to walk you through, in the time that we have of 30 minutes, to the many references in the Bible to these supernatural beings. Well, I'll examine a few of them. We'll start with angels. These are supernatural beings which reside with God, the Father, and Son in heaven. I'll talk about them a little bit. Angels are mentioned in the book of Genesis right away in the Bible. For example, in Genesis 16, an angel finds and speaks to Hagar and converses with her. In Genesis 21, an angel calls to Hagar from heaven. In Genesis 22, an angel speaks to Abraham when he has been commanded, is about to sacrifice his son Isaac. Angels are also mentioned in Exodus. In Exodus 3:2, an angel appears to Moses in a flame of fire out of a bush. In Exodus 14:19, an angel goes before the host of Israel, between the host of Egypt and the host of Israel. In the Hebrew Bible, angels are also mentioned in the book of Numbers, in the book of Judges, the book of 1 and 2 Samuel, the books of 1 Kings and 2 Kings, the books of books, First Chronicles and Second Chronicles, and the books of Isaiah, Daniel, Hosea, and Zechariah. They are mentioned several times in the Psalms. So we've taken a look at the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, and found that really angels are really quite frequently mentioned. And as believing Christians, which accept the truth of Holy Scripture, I cannot, for one, discount the reality and mention of angels. And of course, as I said, I believe in demons too. I mentioned that to you last night. But angels are really quite frequently featured in the Old and New Testament. In Matthew 4, the devil tempts Jesus. There's mention of angels. In Matthew 4:11, after Jesus is tempted by the devil, we're told the angels came and ministered to him. Again, in Matthew 13, there's mention of angels. In the Gospel of Luke, angels are mentioned a number of times. Angels are present when they appear to the shepherds at the birth of Jesus in Luke 2. Luke 4:10, when the devil tempts Jesus, angels are mentioned. In Luke 12, angels are mentioned as being in the presence of God. Again, in the Gospel of John, two angels are present before the tomb in which Jesus died. I'm just pointing out the many, many mention and role of angels in the Bible. And the Bible is a supernatural book which asks us to enter into the reality of supernaturalism. Unless you believe in the possibility of a supernatural world, you kind of can't waste your time with the Bible. You won't understand it. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at more mention of angels. In 1 Corinthians, Paul's letter, there's a mention of angels. Angels are mentioned in most letters of Paul. I'd like to discuss the role angels play based on certain passages in the Bible. We do know that the angels were created along with the entire universe. They're part of the creation. And in Paul's letter to the Colossian church, in chapter 1, Paul states that Jesus created all things, visible and invisible. Psalm 148 states that God created angels. They're part of the creation. And angels, according to the scriptures, have certain tasks to them. For example, in St. Paul's second letter to the Thessalonian church, it is stated that Jesus will be revealed with his angels. In Acts 12:23, it is stated, when Herod did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down. Most important, angels are assigned to worship and glorify God. In Hebrews 1:6, St. Paul writes that all God's angels worship him. In Revelation 5:11 and 12, angels seem to act as messengers. So, this is the situation that the many, many, many times of the mention of angels. In the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, two angels came to Sodom and destroyed the city. In the story of the birth of Christ, angels appear to shepherds. In Matthew 1:18, an angel appears to Joseph in a dream, informing him that the child that Mary is carrying was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Again, in Matthew 2:13, an angel appears to Joseph in a dream, telling him to take Mary and the child and flee to Egypt. In Luke 2:8, angels appear to the shepherds and inform them of the birth of Christ. It's quite clear that throughout the Bible, angels have extremely prominent roles. They seem to have the role of praising God, but they're also their messengers and have other duties. And they reside in heaven. There are very classes of angels. Mention is made of seraphim. They are also one of the seraphs. The second class of angels is cherubim. They're mentioned in Genesis and Exodus and the Psalms. And a third group of angels are the archangels, which are mentioned in Thessalonians. There's also mention of the archangel Gabriel in Luke 1:19. So we really hear quite a bit about angels in the Bible. And the biblical worldview, if we enter into it, has to be accepted. There's also the reality that there's a group of fallen angels led by Satan who had free will and chose to rebel against God. And the battle between Satan and the holy angels is described in Revelation. So, what are we going to say? What am I going to say about angels? This is found in a chapter of my book, Essays on Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, Chapter 26. The reality is the Bible asks us to enter into the supernatural reality that it tells us exists. This supernatural reality includes the God, His Son, the existence of His Son, the creation of the world, the fall of world into sin, the existence of Satan, the existence of demons, which Jesus is portrayed as casting out and dealing with, and of course, finally, in this discussion, the existence of angels. They're mentioned many, many times in the Bible. And see, the problem with modernity is that modernity doesn't like to enter into the supernatural realities. But that's the Bible, and that's the biblical worldview. And if you're going to understand Christian belief and the biblical worldview, you have to accept and grasp the truth of the existence of angels, the existence of demons, the existence of Satan, and the existence of God and His Son. I advise you to read the Bible carefully on this matter of angels, because I think it's important to know that they are a reality. They are a truth we are told exists. They have a role, a significant role. They were present at the resurrection. They were present in many, many, and presented in many, many instances in the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, I may sound foolish and naive, but I do believe in angels, because that's what the biblical revelation tells us is so. And to not believe it is to leave the Bible and enter into materialism and secularism as the solution to your thoughts. I find secularism and materialism inadequate to explain many, many things. It doesn't satisfy my thinking and the Bible and the biblical worldview. When I enter into it and understand it, engages my thinking and satisfies my thinking process. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and I'll be talking again about another matter probably tomorrow at 6:30. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you look forward to it.